Good afternoon, Premier.
Hey, is this Don?
This is Don.
Don, it's Matthew with Bank of Cardiff. Just got your voicemail.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So, yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you and see what we can do.
Okay. I'm interested.
Yeah, so, I mean, tell me about what you guys are interested in and what you're looking for.
Well, Premier Rack Solutions, we manufacture, for the most part, retail checkout racks. So if you go into a Vons or a Ralph's or wherever you shop, there's racks at the front that hold the magazines, gum, mints, candy. We manufacture those.
I see. Okay. And are you guys interested in getting equipment? Is that what you might be looking into? Or
we currently have a line of credit with Union Bank.
Okay, yeah.
And Union Bank does not want to extend that line of credit.
I see. Okay.
So we're looking for someone to take over that line.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so it sounds like you're looking for some working capital. How much are you guys looking into?
About $700,000.
Okay. And with that being said, you guys plan on using the funds for the racks? I mean, what do you plan on using the funds for specifically?
To repay this line of credit that we have open with Union Bank now.
Okay, so to repay the loan. How much?
To refinance of that loan.
How much of the loan do you guys have to pay back?
That's the number, $700,000.
Gotcha. Okay. And when are you guys looking to get it? How soon do you need it by?
Tomorrow would be nice, but...
Yeah, I hear you. As soon as you can, right? Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, let me go into delve into a little bit about our program with working capital. I mean, here, with our working capital program, we can typically free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. You can do as you please in the way you see fit. Just to get an idea, I mean, how were sales last year?
Well, last year I got them written down. Last year was $5.5 million. The year before that was $14.5 million.
Okay, so you guys got some relatively good sales. That's good to see.
So we've been in business 4 years. We went $6,052,000 in 12, $6,173,000 in 13, $14,496,000 in 14, and then that $5,431,000 last year.
Right.
Our trouble is this is a very cyclical business.
Mm-hmm.
So once a retailer puts new check stands in their stores, they're fully paid for by the participants, but they can only do that once every 3 years.
Gotcha.
So Safeway being our number one, Safeway and Kroger being our top two clients, who happen to be the top two supermarket chains in America, Safeway was supposed to re-rack three divisions in 15, but they moved them up to 14, which kind of threw our numbers out of whack because our 14 numbers look fantastic and our 15 numbers took a hit.
Right, I see that, right. Gotcha, just a change in... A client can do a lot. I mean, how long have you guys been considering getting some working capital or getting this loan?
Well, see, we had the working capital. The company began with an SBA loan through Meadows Bank over in Vegas.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, Union Bank came to us and wanted to take, help us get out of that SBA loan with the adjustable rates and all that stuff. And they refinanced the SBA loan and then gave us the line of credit for $700,000.
Okay, gotcha.
Then, because they don't want to listen. Hey, we did $14 million 1 year, six, almost five and a half the next year. Right away, they want to pull the line of credit.
Mm-hmm. Well, right.
That's nonsensical to me, but that's where they are. So I mean, they're playing hardball now. They want us to pay back the line of credit or refinance it in another fashion, which is more expensive than it's probably no more expensive than what you're going to tell me, but it's just I have a very bad taste in my mouth for those guys now, and I'd like to get away from them.
I hear you. That's we definitely want to build a good relationship with you guys, not something like that. Good thing about our private business bank, we don't have any ability to recall anything from you guys, so you'll be safe from any of that. It sounds like your return on investment is to get out of this loan that you're currently in and get off the books, right?
You're right, and find somebody that we can do business with in the future when we need working capital.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking to their companies, the corporate company is Ahold USA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ahold owns four grocery chains back east, Giant Foods of Carlisle, PA, Giant Foods Landover, Martin Foods, and Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the number four grocery chain in America.
Okay.
We're talking to them. We're down to the nitty-gritty. I'm going to knock on wood, but I think we got a 99.9% chance of getting that business.
Okay.
So that's an $11 to $12 million job.
Oh, wow.
We will need working capital for that.
Yeah.
Materials.
Right.
And, you know, Union Bank won't even talk to it. They said, forget it. We're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, mm-hmm. we need somebody that we're going to be able to work with to grow the company.
Absolutely. Okay. So, I mean, why don't you tell me, I mean, how is your guys' credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle, or?
I don't know that we have bad, I mean, personal credit or
business
credit?
Business
credit's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Great. I mean, we don't have any debt.
Right, yeah. Well, good. That's good. So, I mean, you guys have already talked to your bank union. Things aren't going the way you want it, sounds like. And
right.
You guys need to find someone who can help you out, grow your business. So, I mean, by not getting this loan, it will definitely impact your guys' ability to grow, right?
We will continue looking.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, just by what you guys told me with your sales, I mean, 5.5 last year, 14.5 the year before, I think we could probably get you a good amount, if not what you're looking for. You know, is that what you guys want, or is that what you guys need, 7?
Well, 7 is what we need. We would want more, but, you know, it all depends.
You're right, it all depends. Okay, great. So, you know, sounds like the working capital program is probably a good fit for you guys. We got something that might fit. What I need to do is basically send you guys an application, but before we do that, just kind of delve a little bit more into your business and find out, you know, more about how you guys work and, you know, some of the projects you got going on. So it sounds like a lot of the grocery stores you work with, you're setting up these magazine racks. Is that right?
We kind of call them front-end merchandisers.
Front-end merchandise, right. And that allows, now you guys, how many projects do you guys got going on each month? I mean, you guys working with a...
It fluctuates. That's the whole problem. So right now, we just finished the Food Mac stores up here, which are owned by Save Mart.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we finished those. We are working on projects now for the Army Air Force Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And with Smart and Final.
Right.
And Kroger... Kroger is on a major expansion program, and whenever they do remodels or new store openings, we get that business as well.
Okay.
We are working, I mean, right now we are working on an exclusive 3-year contract. Right now there's no contract. We are the vendor, but there's nothing in writing that says we're the vendor. So we're working on getting a 3-year contract from them that we will get all, we're contracted to do all their business, which would obviously mean more to somebody like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're working with Save Mart. I mean, Smart and Final, we have folks there. And we're actually doing some stuff for Smart and Final that's not at... We're doing checkouts, but we're also doing a lot of stuff in-store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the federal government, WIC, is requiring that retailers put in lockboxes for their baby formula.
Okay.
Because people are walking off with it. And whether you, I never knew it, but you can actually use baby formula to make narcotics.
Oh, wow. That's what they're doing nowadays. Jeez.
There's a lot of theft. So we are designing a lockbox for the stores. We did the same thing. We're doing the same thing for Food Max. We're doing a lot of displays within the stores that is outside of the check stands, because we had that every 3-year concern with check stands that, you know, our repeat customers are only going to be once every 3 years, so we have to continually go out and get new customers.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's only four companies that do this in the entire country.
Okay.
We have a competitor in Illinois, a competitor in Texas, and then kind of a broker that goes around and gets people to build racks for him as well. So our competition is very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Well-funded, but minimal.
Sounds like you guys got a grasp of the market. Yeah.
Anything that happens in a Safeway, in Albertsons, or a Kroger store right now, we get the business.
Okay.
And then, you know, the Ahold is the big thing now. I mean, again, that's an $11, $12 million job, which will keep us busy for the next 7-8 months.
Yeah. I see. Okay. So, you know...
As well as Army Air Force. That's we're doing some small stuff for them now.
Okay.
But they are considering putting new racks in all the Army PXs around the world. So there's 129 locations and about 10 racks per store. So we'll be sending our racks to Germany and Italy and Guam and all around the world.
Wow, it sounds like a busy few years ahead of you guys.
I'm hoping. Keep
yeah,
fingers crossed.
Absolutely. That'd be great for you. 129 locations, geez. Well, you know, it sounds like what I want to do is find out what you guys look like on paper.
Okay.
In order for me to do that, just need to send you guys a one-page application. I request a short list of documents, basically. Six bank statements, most recent, and you guys' most recent tax return. With those documents, I'll be able to get you an idea of exactly what you're going to be looking at in 24 hours. Shoot that over to my underwriter. And we'll get you guys, if you got like what you see, you know, in 48 hours you can get funded. So, like I said, you know, we can free up 10 to 15% of that top-line revenue if you guys are doing in the sales that you guys are doing. I think we might be able to get you what you're looking for.
Okay. And you're just looking at last year? You can't look at back years as well?
Well, yeah. So, that's what I do. I mean, we're not just looking at last year's. We're looking at last year's, the year before's. We're looking at your bank statements, what's coming, what's going, you know, what's staying. And then we're evaluating it off of, you know, your credit as well. Just, you know, get all that together. We'll accumulate into what the underwriters will determine what we can do. And then that 24-hour period, I'll have an idea of exactly what we can do for you guys.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to need to do is shoot you an email with the short list of documents. Do you guys take credit card payments or?
Actually, Safeway does pay us by credit card.
Okay.
So
okay.
We love that because we got net two.
Yeah. So
we're normally paid for the racks before the racks make it to the store.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's well. You guys got a good turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, so just 4 months of merchant statements as well. I'll send a list on with an email, show you exactly what we need, and then once you get everything together, you can send it back to me by email or shoot a fax over, whatever's easier for you. And then I'll shoot that right over to my underwriter. We'll get an idea by tomorrow or, you know, first thing Monday.
Okay.
Whenever, the sooner you get it to me, the sooner we can get this going. When's a good time for me to follow up with you?
Yeah, I am actually, I'm in Livermore, California, which is where our corporate offices are.
Yeah.
I'm going to be down in Ontario next week, which is where the plan is.
Uh-huh.
So, let me give you a cell phone number.
Okay.
That's 925.
Uh-huh.
895.
Okay.
8872.
8872, gotcha.
You should be able to reach me on that number.
Okay, and then you think you can get everything back to me by when?
Well, if you send it to me today, I should have it back to you today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
Definitely before I go down there on Monday.
No problem. So, yeah, I'll put everything in an email shortly as soon as I can get that. It shouldn't take me very long, a few minutes to get everything together for you. You can expect an email in probably the next 20 minutes or so. Okay?
Okay. I'll look for it.
All right, Don. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Just to confirm your email address, what was that again?
It's donsturz, D-O-N-S-T-U-R-T-Z, at Premier Retail, which is P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E. retail.com.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Just look out for my email. If you don't mind, just shoot me a message saying you got it. And then just when you can, shoot those documents to me.
I will do that.
Thanks a lot, Don. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.